Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Zakia Doyle and I am a graduate of the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.
On this day, September 29th,
1847, a petition was made to the Barbadian legislature to divide the parish of St. Michael into two separate parishes. The new parish was to be called St. Matthew and would be located in the vicinity of what was called the rural district of St. Michael. This would have included areas such as Hottestall, Warrens, Lairs, and the Bell. This is a very intriguing revelation about our geographical history, since from the 19th century onwards, Barbados could have had a total of 12 parishes. By September 1847, the total population of St. Michael, inclusive of the city of Bridgetown, was around 35,000. The population of what was identified as the rural district was listed as being around 15,000 people. At this time, it was said that these numbers exceeded the rural population of the largest parish in Barbados. Therefore, it was against this backdrop that the petitioners, who were made up of freeholders and residents, felt it was necessary to create a separate parish. Another driving force behind this initiative was the fact that the Chapel of St. Matthew, which was in a prime location, had been recently expanded and renovated. It was felt that this church could have easily been converted to a parish church and hence would provide the name of the new parish. St. Matthew was set to enjoy the same privileges as other parishes in Barbados. For instance, a vestry was to be created and would have the same powers and authority as other vestries throughout the island. Therefore, the St. Matthew vestry would have the ability to oversee the maintenance of the parish church, provide salaries for the church officers, supervise the provision of education for the poor, and execute any other parochial duties. For this parish to be successfully established, it would have to be approved by the governor or commander-in-chief and council. Afterwards, an order in council would be issued and published a total of 3 times in the official gazette. After the 3rd day, the division of the parish would have legally taken effect. However, we know the efforts of the petitioners were unsuccessful. Today, Barbados still has the 11 original parishes. But we cannot deny that it is truly fascinating to know that we could have had an additional parish on this little rock that we call home.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.